There are growing fears for the crew of a submarine that went missing, with 53 people on board off the coast of Bali. Authorities lost contact with the Indonesian submarine after it submerged early Wednesday during a torpedo drill. The crew could have enough oxygen until early Saturday, but hope is fading as rescuers continue to search waters near where it disappeared. An oil spill has been located near where the submarine was thought to have submerged, pointing to a possible fuel tank damage. Former submariner Frank Owen, who was the secretary of the Submarine Institute of Australia, said another complicating factor was there were more people on board than the normal crew capacity of 34, and oxygen reserves would be depleted faster than usual. We welcome Frank to the program this afternoon. Thanks for your time, Frank.
Good afternoon. How are you going, Bill?
I'm well, thank you. This is a concern. Here we are looking at, they say oxygen is going to run out Saturday morning. I think I saw somewhere 1 a.m. Saturday morning. That's Eastern Australian Standard Time. But you point out, is this calculation based on 53 crew members or 34 crew members?
I don't know. I have identified that if they didn't bring extra oxygen on board, then it would be 34. I've read some information that the Indonesians have said that they had extra on board. Regardless, that's the time that they've, in essence, they've said, this is the time we stop searching.
Right, right.
I think, you know, eventually you have to say, beyond this, there's nothing further to be gained.
Frank, is it true that they're not sure? Number one, they're really not sure exactly where the submarine went down. That's number one. And number two, they're not sure, because of that, they're not sure the depth that the submarine went down, because that's all important as well.
That's true, but the whole area, they do know the general area it would be in. The submarines are allocated areas to operate in. They're not allowed to go outside of them without a change of their program. And they do know that the water depth in that area is 600 to 700 meters deep. So this is one of the complicating problems they have.
Can a submarine, can this submarine go to those depths of 600 to 700 meters or not?
Once, only once. They can't get down there and survive.
Right.
It's beyond the collapse depth of the submarine, almost certainly. It's rated for a safe depth of 250 metres, and with a safety factor, the Germans typically use twice. That would make it 500 metres. It's an old submarine. Metallurgy and the general laws of physics start kicking in, so things are not the way everything was right at the beginning of its life. So 700 is really beyond your most generous considerations you might put into that.
Frank, is there anything on board that allows them to escape from a submarine in situations like this safely or not?
There is. Every submarine in the world has the ability to escape. But that escape system typically is limited to 180 metres. There are some new escape systems called habitats that would allow them potentially to go to 300 metres, escape at 300 metres. I know that the Indonesians have not got that system on board. And so the 180 metres, which is, in essence, it's the edge of the continental shelf. Around every country there's a shelf. Some are very narrow, some are wide, before where the bottom gently slopes to about 180 metres and then it drops away.
Right.
And they're in a deep trench. They don't have the opportunity to escape. They don't have a rescue seat. The only sort of hope that I cling to is that they might be stuck mid-water, if you like, where the submarine is still neutrally buoyant but has no battery power.
Right.
Because it needs to propel itself back towards the surface from that depth. And when it gets closer, it can then blow ballast tanks, put air into its ballast tanks. But if it tries to blow its ballast tanks at any sort of deep depth, the air immediately gets recompressed and doesn't fill the tanks.
But in any case, they're running out of oxygen, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. So my sense is that the Indonesians know this, and they just want to put some brackets around the search. That's not being harsh about it.
It's being realistic.
It's being realistic, and there's, you know, you're extending the pain for everybody by continuing to search, and then after a point, everybody knows it's you're just wasting their time. So, I think it's a wise move they've done there.
So, from 1 o'clock, 1 a.m. Saturday morning, it becomes a recovery expedition, really, doesn't it?
It does. So there are assets in the area that can look for objects on the bottom. Some of them, like the Navy has sent the Ballarat and the Sirius. And the Ballarat has its own sonar, and it's also got a helicopter on board. And the helicopter can listen for noises that might be made. And the Sirius itself with its sonar might be able to find something that's mid-water. It's not really a sonar that's designed for operating to find objects on the seabed, though.
I suppose it gets to the stage now where we just keep our fingers crossed and say prayers. Yeah. Frank, thank you for your time this afternoon. I appreciate chatting with you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Frank Owen, he is the Secretary of the Submarine Institute of Australia. Not looking good, is it? It's 1 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, Saturday 1 a.m. When time runs out, and as Frank said, it becomes a recovery expedition.